Hello and welcome to all returning listeners. Welcome to all first-time listeners. If you are new to my ministry, welcome. My name is Nicole Davis, the King's Daughter, and I am back with another message of encouragement. I am super, super excited to connect with you through whatever channel you are actually listening to me. So this audio post is titled, Use Your Spiritual Lifeline. And I am super excited about this one. There's a TV game show. You probably are familiar with it. It's called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I used to watch it years and years and years ago. And in this TV game show, I watched how contestants of the show would answer several multiple choice questions that increased in difficulty as the game progressed. Now, in their time of need, in their moments of uncertainty, the contestants were not left alone when they got stuck on a question, right? They were actually given these lifelines that would that was there to help them answer the hard questions as well as help them when they needed it. And there's these two lifelines that I remember. It's called Ask the Audience and Phone a Friend. You're probably familiar with it if you're familiar with the game. And so in what may have appeared to be a great incentive to use these lifelines for some contestants actually brought on added stress because now they were put in this position where they were soliciting advice from other people, which meant that they too probably did not know the correct answer to the question. And so I remember contestants just standing there caught between multiple opinions, and that added pressure for some actually led to them making the wrong decision, which actually led to a loss. So I pose you with my first question. Who do you depend on or who do you call on when you're facing a difficult situation? Is a relative, a close friend, a counselor, or a mentor your first line of defense? Take a moment just to let you identify what your first line of defense is. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all." Now, David's first stop during his time of uncertainty was to seek God's guidance on what to do next. And in this season of his life, he really didn't have much of a choice because some of the people around him were seeking to stone him. And then he couldn't call on his family because his family had been abducted. Now, as our great defender, God is always willing to direct us when we seek him. True story. Last year, it was March 13, 2020. I presented my question before the Lord during my time of prayer. My question was, what is one to do when it seems as though you are distant in their time of distress? What is one to do when it seems as though you are distant from them in their time of distress? I waited for a response, and it was a few minutes later, I had a vision of Psalm 118 written in a cloud. I didn't waste any time. I located the passage of scripture and I started reading it. I read the first four verses and I was encouraged, but my jaw dropped when I read the fifth verse, and I'll share it with you. That fifth verse says, "I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place." So drawing from my personal experience and drawing from David's life, I discovered these three things. When we use our spiritual lifelines, whether it's prayer, our faith, or God's word, I found that we get strategies on how to move forward through the pain, the grief, and heartache, and whatever else we could be experiencing at that time. And those strategies, it may actually involve a pastor, a mentor, a friend to kind of help navigate that season of your life. I also found that we get the right word to minister to our needs at that very moment. And it's God's word that helps us to look at situations from his viewpoint and bring us to a greater hope than what the world could ever offer us. Another thing that I want to share with you that I found is that we get repositioned from focusing on our problems to actually directing our attention on the one who can help us in our time of need. So I'll pose you with another question. Which one of the spiritual lifelines will you use today to help you in your time of need? Will it be prayer? Will it be your faith in who God is? Will it be His word? Will it be praise? There are so many different spiritual lifelines that we have. So which one will you use to help you get through whatever it is that you could be experiencing right now? Now, I'll say this. There is absolutely nothing wrong with seeking wise counsel, encouragement from someone we trust, or getting someone else's input regarding making a decision. But can we both agree, though? There are times when the people we are actually comfortable sharing life experiences with, or the challenges that we face, they're not always available when we need them most. Christ is our ultimate lifeline. He is the ultimate lifeline for all mankind, and it is His life-saving grace that is ready to guide us in every season we go through. So if you find yourself stuck today, whatever that looks like for you, I encourage you to use your spiritual lifelines so that you can progress in your purpose and do the things that God has placed you in the earth to do. That's all I have for this audio post. But before you go, I want to give you a heads up that there are several new things on the horizon. So going forward, things may look a little different for us, but they're good things. And one of the updates I do want to share with you is that every audio post that I will release will also have a blog article to accompany it. Okay. If you're on my website, feel free to share your responses to those questions. You can comment below, or you can send me an email by going to Nicole@thekings.com. That's Nicole@thekings.com. And I hope you take care. Stay safe. I love you. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take care. Bye.